milinkumo.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, May the 12th, 2022, I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. So today, in our Women's Roundtable, we are discussing economic challenges, which most Zimbabweans say they are facing, and we are also looking at how these challenges affect women. The challenges include price hikes. We see that prices of basic commodities have risen. There are transport shortages and fee hikes, among other issues, fees as in colleges. We saw last Monday some non-governmental organizations leading what they termed the Shutdown Zimbabwe campaign, protesting what they say is the government's failure to revive the economy. Later, we saw that state media mostly said that the protests were a failure, but we saw that the others, like other non-governmental organizations such as teachers, saying that no, the protests were successful and the government did get the messages that the people are facing, you know, economic challenges. But we see that the government says that it is putting measures to alleviate problems which are faced by the people. We saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa ordering banks to stop extending loans to both private companies and government departments as he announced a raft of measures aimed at stopping what they called is the economic sabotage, which they blamed for derailing the economic stability. So the measures come in the wake of the of what we saw in the parallel market, that the exchange rates were deteriorating, a development which the monetary authorities have blamed on speculative borrowing, sabotage, and indiscipline. In his own words, President Mnangagwa said, quote, in order to minimize creation of broad money that is prone to abuse for purposes of manipulating the exchange rate for financial gains and to allow current investigations, lending by banks to both the government and the private sector is hereby suspended with immediate effect until further notice. But as we see, the government is saying this will be helpful in reviving the economy. And the government says it is further implementing measures to introduce new public transport systems, which will include the licensing of operators on any given route to alleviate problems faced by public transport users. But the measures are yet to be implemented. So we saw that most people were saying the Zuko monopoly is the one that is causing problems, as all the transport operators have to be registered under the transport company. So we are yet to see how this will pan out, as most people say they are still facing transport challenges. So what effect do all these economic challenges have on women? That's what we'll be discussing today on our Live Talk Women's Roundtable. My co-host, Marvelous Nyahuye, is not joining us today. So it's me and me alone and our guests. And one of our guests today, we have the spokesperson for the Citizens Coalition for Change, National Women's Assembly. Barbara Tanyaniwa, she'll be with us. And we also have Rosalyn Mube, the spokesperson for Labour, Economists and African Democrats. Well, she says she cannot join us through the video, so she recorded some of her party's policies and how they think the kids can, you know, help in the economic development of the country. So we'll also be hearing what she has to say. But for now, we'd like to welcome our first guest. Welcome to the show, Mrs. Tanyaniwa.
Thank you so much, Sithandekile. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to our viewers and listeners from wherever they are. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, as you heard, we are looking at economic problems. Before we continue, kulabo abasanda ukusithuma namhlanje ke sicubungula eziphathelane lomnotho welizwe sibona ukuthi iningi likhala ngokuthi umnotho hhayi uyabhidlika ngempela. Sibonile ke abantu betshengisela ngomvulo betshengisela ngokuthi benzeni bengayi emsebenzini abathi ukuvala ilizwe kambe kuphumelele na le mbono ehlukeneyo uhulumende sithi hhayi akuphumelelanga abantu bazihambele. Kodwa-ke inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezizo eziqoqe lokho kutshengisela zisithi hhayi ngempela kuphumelele njalo uhulumende uzwile umbiko wabo. Sibonile njalo kungenzakali lokho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi abaseyi kuvumela abantu ukuthi beboleke imali emabhanga ngoba yikho abakusebenzisayo ukuwisa umnotho welizwe nxa sebesiyajija emkambo lapho. Yikho-ke okunye sikuzwileyo-ke kukhulunywa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kodwa bathi bakwenza ngenjongo yokulungisa umnotho welizwe. Sizwile njalo ibandla sizwile njalo uhulumende sithi lohlupho lwemota zokuhambiso lwe-transport uzalulungisa ngoba ngolunye oluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo. Ngakho thelayo uzalulungisa ngokuthi ezinye lazo izimota zivunyelwe ukuhamba kungabi yizubco kuphela. Kambe konke lokho kuhlupha njani abesifazane? Banjengabahamba kuyawoda abathi sebeswela imota zokuhambisa, abanye bengagadi imali sebebhadela amasosha abathi amapholisa ayamnisa izimota, bethine sebelahlekelwe imali yabo ngoba sokumele bedinge enye imali yokuhambisa, kumbe sebesehle busuku, kumbe sebefike busuku, kumbe bengafiki lapho abafuna ukuya khona. Yizo-ke yikho-ke lokho esiyabe sikukhangela namhlanje. Ye, umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe-ke Nkosikazi Thanyanyiwa ukuthi uthini welithini njengogatsha lwabesifazane ngokukhona kathesi ngesimo esikhona elizweni esiphathelane lomnotho welizwe, kuyasebenza yini nemizamo kahulumende izanceda yini?
Okokuqala ngithanda ukuthi ngikubeke sobala ukuthi umkhonomi welizwe lethu leZimbabwe okwakathesi ufile izinto kazimanga kuhle. Uhulumende owezanu-PF usephelele usezama ukwenza lokho okokuthi uyabamba lapha achiye abamba lapha achiye esikuthi ngama-piecemeal solutions. Akwenzayo akuncedi abantu iningi labantu abadubekayo and nxa ngikhuluma ngabantu abadubekayo lapha sikhangela abantu abesifazane ukuthi nxa izinto zisonakala abantu abesifazane yibo besebunzimeni kakhulu ngoba kungakhangela i-poverty ekhona kwele Zimbabwe abantu abagcina sebeku-poverty kakhulu ngabantu besifazane ngoba yibo phela abakhangela ukuthi namhla kudliweni endlini, abantwana badlile yini, abantwana bagqokile yini, abantwana bahambile esikolo yini, amagetsi kuyini konke. Sithola ukuthi abantu besifazane yibo abagcina bethwala nzima, yibo abagcina besebunzimeni. Singakhangela izinto ema-shops esithi ngama-basic commodities zidandekile, akusathengeki. Uhulumende useyehlulekile ukuthi alungise umkhonomi lowo ngenxa ye izimdola kumbe singathi i-RTGS ibhondi leyi engathengi lutho. Bayakubona ukuthi akusebenzi okuyinto lokhu kodwa babe lokhu befosezela bekuletha ebantwini kodwa bona bebhizi basebenzisa imali kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu imali ekwe-America i-US dollar. Singakhangela abantu abaningi abanezikhundla kuhulumende basebenzisa i-US dollar. Ama-shops asele ntengo ezimbili i-US dollar nezim dollar lerandi. Sesibuyele futhi back to isikhathi lesane sika 2008-2009 lapho kwasokuthengwa khona intengo ezasezikhwela khona every hour izinto i-rate i-bank ile rate yayo i-black market ile rate yayo. Lanxa ke bekhiphe umthetho lowo ukuthi amabhenki engasabolekisi abantu izimali, mina bona azani ingqondo ezingalunganga, ingqondo ezokubhidliza i-economy kumbe i-banking sector. Lapha sengikhuluma njengomuntu owake waba yi-trade unionist, i-veteran trade unionist. Amabhanka esithandekile aphila ngokukweledisa abantu izimali esikhona ngama-loan lawana, either i-mortgage kumbe ngama-short-term loan lawana. Ayenzi. So amabhanka azuza i-interest kuma-loan ona la abanika abantu. So nxa ama-bank engasakwanisi ukukweledisa, so kusitsho ukuthi khona azalahlekelwa ngama-customers. I-bank nxa ingasela ama-customers, so kusitsho ukuthi khona i-bank izabona ukuthi into ezayenzakala. Ama-bank amaningi athese aseza kuwa. Sakubona kwayenzakala amanye ama-bank awa, abantu bebaluza izimali zabo eziningi. Ama-bank sanjengabo Barbican, ama-bank sanjengabo Trust, you name it, there were so many banks eZimbabwe angasekho kathesi. Kodwa at the end of the day sithalekile, abantu abadubekayo is the poor, abantu i-majority yibo abasafayo, yibo abalahlekelwa izimali. Abantu balahlekelwa ngama-pension because kulamanye ama-pension companies nawo avalwayo ngenxa yakhona lokhu umkhonomi wawungamanga kuhle. So into edanisayo kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyazama ukuthi alungise izinto kodwa kuyehlula, kuyala, kuyala sandekile. Into zakhona ukuthi ba-addressa izinto ezingekho mqoka, bechiya izinto ezimqoka, izinto ezinjenge-corruption, izinto ezinjengama-cartel, lezane zokuthi izinto umkhono usubanjwe, ubuyame banjwe ngabantu abalutshwane abaningi beyibo abadubekayo.
Ezwakala. Kodwa lapho-ke ukuthi khona uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho esithi yena ukwenza lokhu ukwenzele ukuthi kulungise umnotho welizwe. Ngoba abantu bengaboleka leyana imali sebehamba bayisebenzisa ngokungalunganga emhlambo omnyama. Kusebenza njalo yini?
Ayisikho sandekile, because awungeke wathi ulungise umthetho uthi ulungisele abantu ungazange ubabuze. Thina njenge-CCC sibelieve ukuthi khona uhulumende uhulumende wabantu, njalo uhulumende kumele aconsulte engage abantu ama-stakeholders kulokuthi aphonge ukuyenza izinto mahlayana nje uphonge ukuphuma lolutho, nanko sengiliphinde thathanini, nanko sengiliphinde thathanini, ebese-expect ukuthi abantu baphonge ukwamukela ngelezinto ezingasebenziyo. Abantu sithandekile, abantu eZimbabwe bafundile, bayakwazi into lezi ze-economics, bayakwazi nokuthi kutshoni. Lokho kuthi khona abantu baboleka imali behambe ku-black market ngamanga. Abantu abahambisa imali ku-black market yibo bona labana abantu bezandu, abantu abahambe besiyathatha imali e-RBZ beyithela ku-black market bebe sebechiya imali engasebenziyo. Lokhona kuthiwa khona imali ithiwa too many imali echesa ama-goods ukuthi khona akusahambelani izinto ezikhona ezithengiswayo, le mali ekhona akusahambelani. So sokugcina sokusiba le ndaba leyana e-black market ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi e-bank kulokhu befake i-rate leyana engasebenziyo. So abantu bayathatha imali e-bank nge-rate yona leyana bahambe phosana emsike, but abantu bona labana abayithathayo sandekile yipho futhi bona labana abakahulumende. Ngoba nina nxa nisiyathatha iloan e-bank ngifuna ukwakha indlu, ngifuna ukwenza something ngokule ngqondo, angiza ke ngithathe imali ngiphonge ukwenza into engelangqondo, ngibe involved, ngikwanise ukuthi imali engiyithetheyo ngihambe ngiye ngembula ngayo yona imali yakhona imele ibuyele. Abantu abayibo abayenza into zona lezo yibo bona labana. Kungani kunjalo? I-corruption, bengaqeda i-corruption kuqala, yiyo ebulala abantu, yenza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe libe lapho elikhona. Because ungakhangela kathesi silezinto eziningi, silama-minerals amaningi kakhulu, okuthi nga ukuthi into zibanjwa ngendlela angakunakudubeka lapho eZimbabwe. lendaba ye leadership ukuthi kona abakhokheli abakhona I think vele totally sandekile baye bayahluleka ukukhokhela kumbe singathi isikhathi zabo sesigwangile yini abasenama ideas because le nto engiyaziyo ukuthi umuntu angangena umsebenzi okusilandelayo ukuthi umuntu ahambe kupenjeni abantu bonke labana imajority yabantu abakhona khonaphana bonke sebemele ukuthi ngaso bahamba kupenjeni kodwa abantu labe lokhu bebambelele bekunokuthi bafake abantu abatsha abazawabuya nemizamo bebabuye lamacebo amatsha hhayi abakuboni khona lokho even kuzano yakhona ukuthi banike intsha yezano ukuthi ikhokhelo umkhonomi akula into enjalo bona labana abadala yibabalokhu bekungena becaunti bona yibo bayaziwo kakhulu and they don't even consult bayenza nje umathanda ngelizwe lezimbabwe engathiwa ilizwe lakhona ngelabo lona ilizwe leli lingelomuntu wona.
Yes, that's interesting. As a labor activist, that Nyesingisi, what do you think are the impediments to this policy, which the government says it is implementing, that no borrowing is the saboteurs use this to their advantages?
Yes, that policy is a bad policy, if I can call it. It's a bad policy because the banks, they do survive in lending people the money, what we call loans. And when they're saying they are no longer allowing the banks to do that, it means it's going to be the end of these banks. So what it then means is it is going to have an impact on the workers as well, because very soon you will see the banks retrenching workers because the source of income that they used to get is no longer there. Imagine someone who has been with the bank for the past 20 years or 15 years because that somebody had a loan with the bank. If all the people would just pay up this Zim dollar money and then they walk away, no more lending, what is then going to happen? It means the banks are going to collapse. We are going to see the situation that was there in 2008, 2009, where most people invested in the banks. They invested in the banks in the hoping of getting interest. And then when the loans are no longer being are given to the people, so it means even the investments will no longer be sustainable because the banks will collapse. So we even have the banking sector, the union of the banking sector, ZIBAO, they issued a statement, they spoke strongly. We even have the parliamentarians, Honorable Chibaya, even spoke strongly about this issue of suspending loans to say the government, whilst it thinks they are reviving the economy, they are actually killing the economy. They are actually killing it. And the other thing is you can't create a, you can't put a policy or you can't promulgate a policy that you think is will help resuscitate the economy without consulting the people. You have to consult. And the people have to say, we are the stakeholders of Zimbabwe. We should have a say. ZANU-PF does not have the monopoly of leading this country. It's not their country. It's our country. So we are saying, as CCC, we are an alternative government. We have got systems that are in place. We know how we are going to do it to revive the economy. There are some measures that the government has to take, serious measures for it to revamp the economy. But because there are some things that they cannot do away with, the things, such things like corruption, not such things like the cartels, this is what is killing Zimbabwe. The issue of the government officials that are left to do as they please. the central bank, the reserve bank, you know, it's in shambles. The Ministry of Finance is clueless. It does not even know what it's supposed to. If you hear the president of the country announcing financial policies, then that's when you believe that we are dead as a country. Those should be left to the reserve bank. They are supposed to be doing these policies, not the president.
Yes, I'll come back to you on what you think your party can offer on that. But now, as the can what policies they think are more effective. But now, as the women's branch, how are all these economic factors affecting women? Is it easy for women to survive? What's going on?
It's not easy for the women, Sandile, because once the economy is in the doldrums, it means when there is hardship, economic hardships, when prices are going up every day, when there is no money in the country, when the zinc dollar is losing value every minute, it means all these hardships that are there, the basic commodities that are most people cannot afford to buy. All this is the women that bears the brunt. It's the women, because the us women, we are the ones that are supposed to know. We are the ones who know what should be cooked in the home, what the children should eat, the school fees, you name it. Even the issue of the sanitary pads, you know, the dignity of women has been wiped away. The transport problems, we saw videos where women were being abused sexually in buses. Yeah? You know, the dignity of women have been compromised by this Zutco monopoly, because the women want to go home. They are scared. They can't even they can't wait, or they can't stand in queues for a long time. So it's them, the women, that bears the brunt of these policies that are not pro-poor. Mnangagwa's policies or ZANU-PF policies, they are not pro-poor. They are against the suffering masses of Zimbabwe. So this is why we are saying it's us women that are suffering more than anyone else, because if the economy is failing, it means even us, we are stripped of our dignity. We also are disadvantaged in terms of looking after our families. There are families right now, Sandile, that cannot even afford a meal. My sister, I was talking to my sister who is in Marondia, and she was saying, you know, this her neighbor was telling me that, you know, I don't know when I last drank, had tea. I don't have sugar, I don't have milk, I don't have tea leaves, you know, let alone bread. She was saying, I don't even know when I last had a cup of tea. And that's very abnormal in our country. And, you know, my sister was saying, and I said, what did you do? I said, I had to make a cup of tea, and then I gave it. You know, it's so pathetic the way women are suffering in Zimbabwe. You know, it's so pathetic. We need a new government. We need new leaders that will take good care of women, that will take care good care of children, our students. We know these NASO students, they were demonstrating in the form of a shutdown, and they were advocating for fees must fall, because they feel the brand that their parents are feeling. The parents cannot afford to pay fees for them. They cannot afford to learn, because they have not paid fees, let alone they don't even have anything to eat. You know, they are learning whilst they are hungry. And, you know, the level of our education system is deteriorated. I was also watching this video, which was a picture of Harare Institute of Technology, where pupils were writing an exam, and they were writing an exam in a hall, and the hall was virtually empty. Standing, this shows the drop out of the students. There is a dropout in every sphere, you know, in primary education, secondary education, tertiary education. You know, things are not just working. Zimbabwe is in a coma right now as we are speaking.
Yebo ke bengizivalile lapho umlomo ungachazisela nje njalo ngolimi lwesishona ukuthi kahle kahle ubunzima lobu obukumnotho welizwe buthinta njani abesifazane nabantwana.
Ndinotenda Sithandekile, kukurema kuri kuita mupfumi wenyika, kana tingangoti kudonha kwaita upfumi hwenyika yeZimbabwe, kuri kuremera vana mai, nekuti pese panowanikwa zvinhu zvake zvichioma, vana mai ndivo vanopinda mumatambudziko akanyanyisa zvikuru, because mukatarisa mitengo yezvinhu iri kungokwira mazuva ese. Masalaries kana kuti yatinoti mari inohorwa nevashandi haizi kutenga chinhu. Maticha ari kukomplena, manesi ari kukomplena, madoctors ari kukomplena, wese mushandi haazi kuhora mari inokwana. Uyezve mari yavari kuhora zimudhola haizi kutenga chinhu. Kwari zvino vashandi vanofanira kunge vachihora United States dollars, not US dollars, kuti zvinhu zvifambe, nekuti maprizes ari kupegwa mumashops ari kupegwa vakatarisa US dollar, inova imari yekuAmerica isina vashandi. So zvinhu zvese izvozvo zviri kuitika munyika zvinoita kuti vana mai vatapure kurema. Vana mai vaisirarama nekutengesa matumati, vaitengesa zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, asi iko zvino tikatarisa ndiani anokwanisa kuzvitenga zvinhu izvozvo vanhu vasina mari? And kana zvinhu zvacho zvichitengeswa neUS dollar, vanhu vari kuitora kupi US dollar iyoyo kuti vatenge? Saka tiri kuona kuti hurumende yedu mapolicies avari kuisa, mapolicies asinei newanhu. Kuannounswa kana kuti kutaurwa kwakaitwa policy yefinance yakaannounswa nao Mnangagwa zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vapererwa. Zvino zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa nereserve bank, asi ukaona mukuru wenyika aakumira apo aakutaura zvinhu zvaasingafanirwi kutaura, zvinotoratidza kuti vanhu ava vatopererwa. Inini chandozova ndechekuti kana vachiita mapolicies aya vanofanira kunge vachidzika kwatiri kuwanu, vachitibvunza kuti tinoda kuti zvifambe sei, asi unowanikwa vachingoita zvinhu zvavo vari vega. Zvinoratidza kuti isusu tiri kutongwa, hatizi kutungamirirwa. Saka isusu tiri kuti CCC ichauya nehurumende ichange ichitungamirira vanhu, kwete kutonga. Ichauya nemapolicies avanenge vachiita kuburikidza nekuunda vachindobvunza vanhu kuti apa toita sei, apa toita sei, apa toita sei. Havazi kuzongouya nezvinhu. Takatarisa uyezve kuti tiri kutarisira kuti panofanira kunge paine mareforms akasiyana siyana anoita achazogadzira ikonomi yenyika. Saka naizvozvo tiri kuwanika kuti madzimai ari kubviswa huyo nekuda kwekuoma kwezvinhu. Madzimai chaiwo nevanasikana vari kutadza kana even chero kutenga masanitary pads, handiti nenyaya yokuti zvinhu zvacho hazvizi kutengeka. Pane munhu angaende kunotenga sanitary pad here mumba musina muriwo, mumba musina hupfu? Saka vanhu vanototenga zvinhu zvinodyiwa nevanhu vese. Izvi zvinonge zvichinzi munozvionera. Saka tiri kuti isusu iyi hurumende iyi yakundikana iyi ngaingogara yaziwa kuti vanhu havaziri kufara nezvavari kutiitira. Ivo vangafunga kuti vari kubatsira vanhu, asi havazi kubatsira vanhu. Vanhu ndo vanofanira kuvaudza, tisi tinofanira kuvaudza kuti isi tiri kuda izvi, tiri kuda izvi, kwete kuti ivo vatiudze kuti tiri kufanira kuti tiite sei. Tikatarisa nyaya yetransport iri kwei, madzimai tiri kuona vachishungurudzwa mumabhazi umu nevarume, kuona vachibatwa magaro, vachipuswa, vachiitwa sei. Zvinova zvinhu zvinosiririsa zvikuru kuti unhu hwedu semadzimai hausisipo, kupfurikidza nekuoma kwaita zvino, kupfurikidza nehurumende iri kutadza kuti imutse ikonomi kuitira kuti munhu wese agare zvakanaka.
Ezwakala siyabonga kakhulu-ke lapho lizwe unkosikazi Barbara Chanyaniwa-ke yena uyisikhulumeli sogatsha lwabesifazana ku-Citizens Coalition for Change njalo yingcwethi kweziphathelane nezisebenzi esithi ngesingisi yi-labour activist. We were also expecting our guest, Ms. Rosalind Ncube. She's the spokesperson for Labour, economist, and African Democrats lead. That's a political party led by Linda Masarira, a woman, and they are saying most of their policies are affected on developing the country, the economy, but also focusing on women development. She's not able to join us through video, but she sent us an audio here that we can listen to as to what her policies are. We'll go back to Mrs. Barbara Chanyaniwa to hear what she has to say about what Mr. Ncube is saying, whether it can work or not.
With African Democrats lead. Igama lami nguRosalind Ncube, u-National Spokesperson we-Labour Economist African Democrats Lead. Thina njenge-party ye-lead, sifuna ukusukumisela umuntu wesifazana, lamankazana ethu, lama-youth, ukuthi esukume sibili, silogatsha lethu khathesi oluthiwa khona together we can. Sizama ukunceda abangakwanisi ukubhadala izibhedlela, abangakwanisi ukuthola imali yokuthenga imithi yokuthi bezilaphise. Liyapha nje bonke abangakwanisiyo banabo. Sikhangela njalo futhi, sikhangelela ama-pensioners. Yiwo esimancedayo futhi ngama-advice ukuthi khona bengayenza njani abangababhadalwanga. Ngikhona singameshela njengesizuba lapha ukuthi abantu besizuba abangabebhadali. Saka siyanceda futhi according to ku-Labour. Yikho esikhona futhi as a party ngamabambele esiyenza khona umsebenzi wethu about voter registration. Sikhona futhi ngikhona sabhala ama-articles amaningi. Sithi abantu ngabagijime berejista ukuvota, abantu ngabagijime bebalwe, abantu bonke ngababalwa bakabavuma ukuthi mangabe-census befika nje abantu bethini becooperate nabantu be-census bebone ukuthi khona bakwanisa ukubabala. Njalo nje futhi njengephathi ekhokhelwa umuntu wesifazana ngikhombe yayibona ipathi yethu sithi khona umuntu wesifazana kasukume eme laye silingane lamadoda. Two, i-National Constitution yethu eka-2013 ikhuluma ukuthi ifuna 50-50 workplace noma ukuthi khona emakhaya indawana zonke nje nakuphalamenti kufuze kube yi-50-50. Iphathi yethu iyalwisa ukuthi that 50-50 ibe khona kuphalamenti, sibe khona singabafazi siyenze hafu-hafu sihamba sonke lakalisa sike silwisane ne-patriarchy ekhona laseZimbabwe. Yikho ukulwisana ethu kuyenza ngakhona. Yuvend ukuthi iphathi yethu thina umkhokheli wayo uLinda Masarira. ULinda Masarira sehlangane nenhlupho eziningi ezephathi nje ekhokhelwa umuntu wesifazana ngokuthi sikhangelelwa phansi. Ngabafuna amadoda ukuthi khona sike sisukume lathi, sike silingane labo, sike siyenze izinto zonke zibe nje jikelele, zibe ngucwecwe nje lathi sibone ukuthi siphakathi njengabantu angabafazi. Siyahlangana lo board shaming, sihlangana labantu besitshela ukuthi singamawule, abantu besitshela ukuthi khona lila bantwana abaningi, abantu besitshela ukuthi khona abantwana banama-different fathers, abantu besitshela into eziningi kakhulu. Abantu bakhuluma nje abakufunayo konke nje.
Yebo ke sizaqhubeka ke ngengxoxo yethu lapho kucineke kuphambaniseka ucingo lethu wathi mbona ukuthi singaqhubeka yini ngobe kuthiwo
ngathibona imfethu ku-intanethi sibili siyabe sithethiswa siyenza wonke abakufunayo ngabantu bethilisa. Yikho esifuna ukukuqeda khonokho njengephathi ekhokhelwa umprezidenti wethu owesifazane othiwa ngulinda Masarira. Ngakho-ke sithi khona thina
Sizwa-ke lapho-ke unkosazana-ke Rosalynn Ncube isikhulumeli-ke senhlanganiso ngathi sebandla lezombusazwe ele-Labour Economist and African Democrats i-LEAD. We hear there that is Rosalynn Ncube, spokesperson for Labour Economist and African Democrats LEAD. She is mostly saying she believes that her party, which is led by Linda Masanda, can bring change into the country because they have programs that are women friendly. And she's giving an example with her own, what they face as women, as the women leaders, that people ridicule them, they cyberbullying, they are called names, everything is questioned about them, which they may not question men about. Yeah. For example, saying, some of them have their children have different fathers, or they are not married, or their parents, body shaming and all that. But she's saying if a party comes to power, they will make sure that women also gain equality in parliament, in dignity, economy, everything will be fine. That's why she says the party will do. I also asked her that there's also ZANU-PF, the Citizens Coalition for Change. Do they think they are popular enough to garner more votes than these parties? And she's saying, yes, if people were confident that the more we sell our policies, the more people will vote for us. That's why she's saying we're aware of all those, but she's saying their policies, they trust their policies that they can be helpful. They will uplift the girl child, no child marriages, and so forth. To you, Ms. Kanayiwa, since you spoke in Ndebele and I've explained in English, if you can tell us in Shona what you think about what Ms. Rosalynn Ncube said. Do you think a women-led party can make a change, or there is more to it than that?
What about Sister Ndekile? Zvataura izvozvo, opinion yavo ikodzero dzavo. Pari zvino, inini chandinofunga ndechekuti, tinofanira kubvisa ZANU-PF. System ndo yakashata, ndo yatinofanira kubvisa. Kwari zvino, tinofanira kutarisa kune vanhu. Zvakanaka kuti madzimai amirewo aite apinde mumapositions ekutungamira. Asi patiri ezvinezvi pakuda kuti vanhu vabatane tese semacitizens tobatana torwisa mhuka one iyi inonzi ZANU. Tikapatsanurana hapana chinobuda. Handidi kunyepera Sandekile kuti ine zimakezi wachifunga kuti vanogona kupinda hazvina kushata, asi ini chandoziva ndechekuti politics dzemuZimbabwe vanhu vaneta, vanhu vakatarisa political party yavanofungira kuti inogona kuunza pundutso muZimbabwe. Political party yavanoziva kuti ine vanhu, inoterwa nevanhu. Political party yavari kuziva kuti kana vakamira apa wano misizana nezano wachiwina. Saka ini nzikuona kuti wanga ngodaro zvavo asi ezvino chipari zvino indongona hangu kuti vana vakangwara ngavangouya ku Citizens Coalition for Change nokuti ndiyo donzo redu rekuti tirwise zano PF takawanda nekuti taneta every year vanenge vachingoenda kuvanhu vachipromisa zvinhu zvisingabudi and inini ndokangokurudzira kuti nevanhu vacho vekuzanu PF variko vanhu vekuzanu PF vari kuona kuti zanu PF yachona hapana zvairi kuita hanzi kana uchida kuona vanhu vanotambura enda kumasapotazi ezanu PF vanhu vapfumi maleaders ezanu PF saka vanhu ndokungokurudzira kuti vanhu even vanosapota zanu PF kuti vavhure maziso avo vaone kuri kuenda nyika tinosvikepi tichitambura ngatingobatanai toita chinhu chimwe chete nekuti Citizens ibato riri kukoshesa vanhu ibato riri kukoshesa consultation kutaurirana kwevanhu kuti vanhu vari kupinda muzvigaro vange vari vanhu vanodiwa nevanhu kwete vanhu vanoda zvigaro asi vanhu vanodiwa nevanhu saka ivo pati yadinda kana vachiziva kuti vari kudiwa nevanhu who are we to say kuti vari wrong vanenge vari rightwo kana muwrong wavo kana kuti romo muright wavo nekuti ivo vari kufila kuti vanodiwa nevanhu asi inini chandandifunga kuti ezvinezvi tinofanira kunge tiri vanhu vanofaita vari pamwe chete kwari zvino pati yatingati iri kudiwa nevanhu inogona kuti ibvise zanu PF ECCC inotungamirwa navanelson chamisa and izvozvo hakuna kuti there's no doubt about it vanhu vari kuzviona and even mapolicies edu atinawo tine mapolicies that are proper mapolicies akaitwa through consultation hazvizi zvinhu zvokungomuka zvichingonyorwa neada kunyora zvinhu zvakatokonsultwa zvikabuda saizvozvo saka inini ndokuti hangu vanhu ngavangouya nehuwandu tibatane tibise hurumende iyi yatishungurudza kudai kwemakore akawanda.
Yes, very interesting there. I wish she was here so that she could answer to that. Unfortunately, she couldn't join through video and send us some audios. But remember, I said we would come back to you to hear what are the public policies that you have which can make a change. Unfortunately, we don't have any ZANU PF guests, but we know their standpoint now. We have said their policies, which they have said before. But we went on to speak with Ms. Rosalind Ngobe of LEAD. We asked her what her party policies are and why they think they can make a change or their recommendations to the government. We said what should be done, and this is what she sent us. And I can also add that we would also ask if they have any male members and how they think they can make a difference.
Because kuluma ngokuthi iconstitution yechina iti 50-50. Abesilisa silabo half-half ikwesi ikhona kulichi party. Akula muntu esincundiselayo phansi sithi umuntu wonke sukume ngabe umfazi ngabe umuntu oyindoda. City 50-50, the constitution is Zimbabwe, Ukuluma Kone, and Usa, 2013. It's the Pan-Africanist Party. It's like we are homegrown. Yeah. It's like we power. It's like ideology. Ideology. And it's like we are dilemma ideologies. Onge angale kona ema pati la Zimbabwe. Abantu sere kansugu shisisa hepate encha sisya kuta vantu njeko tabantu vaya shisisa. Gakulu njani sifunu kuza enzi development. Sinagena kufawa depolarization, devolution, ikwesi za lesu genza. Sisa enzi kuta vantu bebe vanyi kubeze unity. Sina ketan mutu suge gu punsu kumbu sigema chebele land, bemashona land, bemanika land. Hai si siyaleta na kutingi loko. Siyaleta si tingu bele unity. Siyaleta kuti out of unity. Iko uza suwa kone msevensi. Umutu uonke, siza kuti, ewe mwopatega ebu lunseni economy yethu sonke as a whole. Sizabe sile government development oriented. Yes, i-government efere silayo. Kuye njalo sizadinga ukuthi kube lokuhlaliseka elizweni leli. Kungabi lokukhethana njengemhlobo, kungabi lokukhuluma ukuthi wena sisuka kulo mhlubulo athi kufuni ngapha noma ukuthi kuhamba njani. Sizayenza ukuthi kube le stability elizweni. From there siyakwazi ukuthi khona imisebenzi asezihluphe konke kuzabe sokusuzelwa ngamanje. Iya kakhulu nje thina sithi sibiza abesifazane ukuthi hayi viyani sivothele ilide. Ilide iba yiyo esukumisela abesifazana. Thina silo president wethu uLinda Masalila ungumuntu womfazi. Sibuye uchair wethu ngumuntu womfazi othiwa uCaroline. Sibuye kusecretary general wethu ngumuntu womfazi futhi uPrecious. Usikhulumeli umuntu ongumfazi futhi uRosaline Ncube. Yikho-ke sifuna ukuzama ukuphakamisela abafazi veke bebambe labo izikhundla ezaphezulu abangasezi baziphiwa ngamadoda. Singangena kwamanye amaphathi abasezi basinika lezo zikhundla. Ngakho-ke sithi khona abantu buyani livothele ilithi. Buyani lisivotele lonke liyekele ukuvotela amaphathi ngokuthi bayaziwa singathi popularity ngesikhiwa. Sithi hayi kasivoteleni ilithi, sivotele umfazi. Sivotele umfazi ngoba nguye obambe ilizwe. Kathesi singakhangela amazwe wonke abanjengabafazi. Siyabona ukuthi bonke amazwe la aphumelele njengeGermany. Sibona ukuthi khona kule stabilisi kukarensi yawo imali yabo ilamandla. Ngakho-ke siyavisa amafelo women ethu ukuthi please buyani sivothele umuntu wesifazana, buyani sibambane, buyani siyakhilizwe lethu. Singakukhangelelana phansi ukuthi ngokuthi munakamadlo ngokuthi mr hayi singakhangelelani phansi. Akasikhangelelaneni njengabantu abakwanisa ngokuthi sizwakuthokona noma ngamaesizeleleni sethu ukuthi umuzulu umfazi. Yitho esiyiyakhileyo ilize, yitho esiyimisileyo ilizwe leli limiswe ngabafazi. Yikho-ke mina ngingasekisela nje sithi we are not different. All women bleed red blood. Don't pull another woman down because we are underground already. Singafuna ukukhangela nje ngendawo yezemfundo. Umntwana oyinkazana nguye owayezingazani usalele muva. Nguye sizazama ukumphakamisa umntwana oyinkazana. Sibona ukuthi khona akulama-child marriages. Sibona ukuthi akulabantwana abayenziswa bengafuni. Sibona ukuthi akulamntwana oyinkazana othathwa nje kuthiwa khona yena uye nguye oyebhadala ingozi esintwini sethu esingamathi nje ngama-cultural barriers, ama-barriers. Sekayikho khonokho esizabe sikubona futhi ukuthi khona abantwana bejengamankazana besukunisele befana nabafana bengangabafana labo futhi ukufuze besukume kodwa besukume nje bebanye namankazana. Sibone nje ukuthi khona izikolo zonke abantu ziyabe affordable, abantu bonke bekwanise ukuyebhadala, abantu bonke bekwanise nje ukuthi ukuhambisa abantwana besikolo bangafundi ezibhoda nje kwanisa umuntu wonke nje umuntu wonke kumenzele kalula ngokuthi sizawube singathi umhlabathi uzaphuma umuntu wonke. Umhlabathi asezukhethwa umuntu wonke uzabe kwazi ukuzilimela, umuntu wonke uzabe kwazi ukuphumisa ukudla okukwanayo lemuli yakhe, ukudla ozahambe yokuthengisa ngokuthi sibona ukuthi khona abantu bonke bafuzele encediswe. Kungabe ngama-fertilizers, ngama-tractors okulimisa inkomo, umuntu wonke ekwazi ukuthebele ezimele lemuli yakhe. Ngakho kuhambisa umntwana esikolo akusize kube yinkinga nje, kuzabe yinto elula nje ukuthi khona umuntu wonke angakwanisa ukuhambisa umntwana kungabi esikolo. Nemisebenzi izabe sikhona ngokuthi izacreatela kungakho kuyenzeka ukuba lokubambana elizweni. Akuthi umsebenzi yonke iyabe sitholakala. Akula msebenzi ozahlupha lapha ngokuthi abantu bazebambene. Kuzasiyenza kodwa nje phezu kokubambana, phezu kokuthi i-currency yethu iyabe silamandla, imali yethu esizenzayo eZimbabwe.
Yes, there we... There we have the lead spokesperson, Roslyn Ncube of the Labour Economists and African Democrats. She's explaining mostly the policies of her party, and she's saying that they have many developments, they have many policies which they believe will improve education, that will improve the sufferings of the masses, which will make people have a better life. And she did answer what you had said, Mrs. Kanyanywa, that they should join CCC so that they are it becomes a bigger force to fight the ruling party. But she, I think in a way she answered us there. She's saying they have women in positions, in higher positions in the party, which they won't see when they go to other parties, because she says other parties have to give women leadership positions. You know, they are deputies of this and that, but they are the leaders, and they believe women can do it, and they're inspired by Germany too, which whose currency is strong, and with a female leader. Yes, so we say we will come back to you. What's your comment on that, and what are your party policies? Singakhuluma ngesiNgisi. Ngomnyuthile lapho.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandigile. I don't have much to say, except to say it's their political parties, their opinion or their policies. I can't really say they are wrong or they are right. And I wish them well in everything that they do as a political party.
My main interest there is a women's national assembly. Do you believe that when women are more in leadership positions, or when they are 50-50 in parliament, they listen more to what's backing people in the constituencies? Since we have said that it's women who bear the brunt of the economy more, do you think there will be more change
in those sectors, and make sure that they are up to maybe state of the art, up to the standard where everyone will be able to access, and where everyone will be able to move from one place to another without any difficulties, like the transport system, our rail system, our road system, our road, the air, we don't have the sea. But we want to make sure that everyone will be in a position to choose the type or the mode and the means of transport that they suit their need at that particular time, not to be forced to use a particular mode or means of transport by the government. We are going to make it to open to people companies who want to be in those industries, to even the infrastructure. We are going to have the state of the art, the highways, the motorways, even this bullet train that we always talk about, and people think it's impossible. It's very possible, Stanley, to have all that. And we also looking at rethinking the economy. How are we going to do this? We are going to make sure that the respect of the rule of law and constitutionalism is upheld. We are also going to build strong, independent institutions, and also dwell on the devolution and equal development of every province or every state or whatever we are going to name them. We also believe in the creation of this right-based society, the rights-based society, where every individual has got this right to do whatever they want. Once the constitution is is respected or upheld, we don't see the issues of dictatorship. So these are the things that are going to be done: elimination of corruption as well. Infrastructure transformation, like I've said, and also in the rural areas, we believe that in our policy, the URA policy, which is the development and urbanization of rural areas, you know, Stanley, where I am here in the UK, you can't even tell that you are in the village or you are in the city center. You can't even tell because the infrastructure is the same, the housing is the same. You know, you name it, the facilities, the recreational facilities, they are the same. The only difference you will see is that the village has got cows, sheep, they are farms, compared to the cities. This is the kind of the rural setup that we are imagining as the CCC, and we know it's possible. Nothing is impossible. Even in the rural areas, the electrification of the rural areas, it should be done in every house, every home, not this, the one that we saw, the electrification of rural areas, where other areas are electrified, other areas are not electrified. You go to Matabeleland, there are no electrified houses. You go to Mashonaland, they are electrified. When we have master this devolution of power, it will then, every state will then do according to what suits the area, their area, not that everything will be done in Harare. So this is our plan. It's a vast a plan, a policy. There are vast policies, but I've just touched on the things that I think it matters most, but it's a wide topic, as I say.
Yeah, I guess Zwakala, the stream of this is Zwakala, Sibili, Uti, Ntela, you call Eliwenza, you. So, I feel like I'm a petal when he was a little nje silemzuzu, silemzuzu, mbi, lem tatu, Uti studies. Ungaba chela lipi, abes fazana, ngesiNgisi, ngesiNdebele, la ngesiShona nje, imicho emfitshane.
Yes, what I can only say to women is, you know, the economy is sinking. The economy is in a bad state. Zimbabwe is in a mess. And it's only us who can rescue the Zimbabwe. Even to my youth, it's only the youth that can rescue Zimbabwe. Even Joshua Mutkabo Nkomo said, could Zimbabwe never die? Young people should rescue it. We want to see the young people rescuing Zimbabwe. How are they going to do it? Register to vote in months and vote for change in 2023. Yebo mama, sikhangele ukuthi izinto eziningi okwenzakalayo kumikhonomi omama thina ithe sidubekayo konke lokhu ithe singakuqeda ithe sibaningi more than 52% i-population eZimbabwe ngomama. So into engifuna engithanda ukuthi ngilithiyele yona bomama, asambeni siyebhalise ukuvota. Siyevota ngobuningi ngo-2023, sivotele utshintsho. Asiboneni ukuthi abantwana bethu bonke barejistile, above 18 barejistile ukuvota, abantwana babamakhelwane ezinkonzweni lapho esihamba khona thina omama, asikhulumeni ngokuvota. Ema-burial society asikhulumeni ngokuvota. Emabhasini ona la izupho, let's take i-opportunity yona leyo yokubuthana kwethu, sikhankazenini ukuthi abantu siyerejista ngobuningi. Sivotele utshintsho ngo-2023. Zvandiri kutaura namai ndezvekuti nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Zimbabwe hanzi nyika iyaya yamamvemve akarewa Thomas Mafumo, asi ndiri kuti isusu vanamai tisu tichasunungura nyika yeZimbabwe nevana wedu. Ndosaka even Wankomo wakati Zimbabwe haizi kuzofa, vana vadiki vachaisunungura. Saka ndiri kuti naizvozvo, kusunungura kwenyika yeZimbabwe, isusu tiri kutora nyika nepenzura. Zviya zvokuti hanzi Zimbabwe haitorwi nepenzura, isusu tiri kuzoitora nepenzura. Handei tinovhota, tinorejista kuvhota, tovhota. Vana vedu vari kubva 18 tovakurudzira kuti vaende kunovhota. Vana vevavakidzani vaende kunovhota. Kumachechi kwatinoenda ngatikurudziranei kuti vanhu varejiste kuvhota. Kumaburial society ngatikurudzira. Mumabhazi imomo, mumazupko matiri kumbunyikidzwa, paunenge uchimbunyikidzwa ipapo chibva wataura kuti vanhu vandorejista kuvhota, wavhotera change 2023. That end.
Yebo ke ole ndlebe zokuzwa uzwile lo ke unkosikazi Barbara Tanyaniwa ke yena uyisikhulumeliso gatsha lwabesifazana kubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change njalo ingcwethi kweziphathelane namalungelo ezisebenzi. Ngabona yena ingcwethi kukho konke limzwile nje uyakhuluma loba yisishona loba yisindebele loba yisingisi usikhipha amakhaba konke nje uyakwazi. Siyibonile njalo besilo Nkosikazi Roselyn Ncube yena uyisikhulumeli se-Labour Economist and African Democrats i-lady nayo libandla lezonkosazwe ekhuluma ukuthi labo mama bengaletha utshintsho-ke ibandla lezanu-PF usikhulumile ukuthi ibandla lezanu-PF lalo ukutithini njengoba sibona ukuthi umkhokheli wayo nguye umongameli wesindema ukuthi bathi hhayi abantu bazama ukusapotheja i-economy but this last standpoint that there are some saboteurs working with enemies to destabilize the economy, that is their standpoint. Kodwa-ke hhayi okwanamhlanje kwanele sibongile ukuxoxa nani sizalibona-ke ngolwesine oluzayo olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile mhla